This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
A small part of your earnings goes to your superannuation so that you can have a comfortable retirement later in life. However, experts warn that many migrant workers don't pay attention to their super and may be losing their savings. Superannuation, that is commonly referred to as super, is a part of your income put aside to fund your retirement. Superannuation guarantee is the minimum percentage of your earnings that your employer must pay into your super. The superannuation guarantee rate is increasing to 10% in July 2021. Anyone earning more than $450 a month before tax is eligible for superannuation contributions from their employer. But Rashish Bafsar, a financial advisor at Melbourne-based Fortune Wealth Creation Group, is concerned that most new migrants have very little or no idea about how their superannuation works.
It's very complex here in Australia, so most migrants actually don't understand it fully. Basically, employers are generally required by law to contribute a compulsory 9.5% of your salary into your super, which is going to increase 10% from next financial year, and ultimately is going to be 12% by the financial year 2026.
Mr. Bafsar says many people end up with more than one super fund, which, according to the Australian Tax Office, make up about a quarter of all super account holders in Australia.
For most migrants, they don't consider superannuation as an investment vehicle. Because of that, whenever they have been given choice of employer, they take it. And then they change the jobs. They have multiple superannuation funds and they pay very high fee. So they have four or five super funds. They're all charging them duplicate fees. So many of them actually funds go back to zero balance. So always choose the one fund. And whenever you change your job, give it to your employer that this is my super fund.
You can only withdraw your superannuation when you retire, turn 65, or on compassionate grounds. But data from the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, or APRA, shows that 4.8 million Australians have had to access their super early due to hardships during the coronavirus pandemic. If you had to withdraw your super early, Tony Negline, the superannuation leader of Chartered Accountants Australia and New Zealand, suggests salary sacrifice as one way to build up your savings.
Let's say I'm paid $40,000 a year. I can go to my employer and say, you pay me $40,000 a year. Can you pay me $37,000 as salary? And with the other $3,000, can you put that into superannuation for me as an additional employer contribution?
If you are on low income, the government has a super contribution scheme that adds money to your retirement savings. Mr. Negline explains.
This year, if you earn less than $41,000 a year and you contribute $1,000 of after-tax money, so money from your own personal bank account, that is, you know, $1,000 is around about $20 a week. If you contribute that and you tell the tax office that that's what you've done, they will then put $500 into your super fund.
Unfortunately, not all workers are paid by the book. For those being paid cash in hand, Mr. Negline strongly encourages them to get paid using their tax file number.
You get a tax file number when you come into the country. That enables you to deal with the tax office. You link through the internet, through the MyGov account, your tax office account, and then through that you can actually tell the tax office that you don't think your employer is doing the right thing by you. The ATO then run around behind the scenes and investigate.
According to the Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia, the ASFA, individuals and couples aged around 65 would need an annual budget of $28,179 and $40,739 respectively to live a modest lifestyle if they were to retire today. But 2017-18 figures from the Australian Bureau of Statistics show that the average superannuation balance for people aged 15 and over was $168,500 for men and $121,300 for women. While the Australian government does pay an age pension for those who are aged over 66 and have lived in the country for more than 10 years, Mr. Bafsar says that that amount may not be enough to fund a comfortable life in retirement.
You have to put your own money to boost it. Otherwise, your income from super will not be enough to match your expenses. And it's very tax-effective structure. So you only get 15% taxed compared to your marginal tax rate, which is up to 47%. If you're high income earner, including medical levy. For the most people, people pay 34%, right? In super, it's 15%. That extra savings can boost your retirement balance significantly.
Fatma Saud is the Business Operations Manager for Crescent Wealth, Australia's only Islamic superannuation fund. She notices that many recently arrived workers are disengaged from their super funds. This disengagement is even deeper among those women who have to take on caring roles at home rather than work in paid employment.
Women do currently retire with about 47% less in their superannuation than men, and this can be due to women taking more time out of the workforce and raise their children. And also 43% of women work part-time, which allows for less super contributions.
It isn't easy choosing a super fund that aligns with your personal values and financial interests. Mr. Negline says in the absence of an independent website that lists the performance of all the funds available, you will need to do your own research to find out what works best for you.
I think it would be a good idea to sit down and jot down and say, okay, well, what are some of the things that I would actually like to get out of my super, and then go looking for a fund that not only provides those but also has the good returns.
Ms. Saud says many non-Muslims are turning to Islamic Super Fund for ethical considerations, consciously choosing to invest in industries such as healthcare, manufacturing, property and green energy.
We're finding a lot of teachers from non-Muslim backgrounds join the fund because they do see the alcohol issues or the gambling issues live out in students that come to their classrooms.
Mr. Negline says regardless of the nature of your work, it's important to build your retirement savings, and it's important not to discount the small amounts you put aside today.
My money will double every 10 years. So my $1,000 that I put in today, in 10 years' time, that'll be worth $2,000. Then my next 10-year period, I go from $2,000 to $4,000. And my next 10-year period, I go from $4,000 to $8,000.
Mr. Bafsar strongly recommends meeting a financial advisor once or going on the MoneySmart website to educate yourself about superannuation.
Take super very seriously. It is a part of your income. And if you don't understand, talk to a financial advisor. Just don't ignore it, because that ignorance, you will pay a big price in the end.
For more information on superannuation, visit the MoneySmart website at moneysmart.gov.au. You can also speak to Services Australia's Financial Information Service on 131 202 for free financial information in your language.
This was an SBS Radio podcast. For more Settlement Guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.